You are about to listen to the undiluted word of God, taught by Pastor Chidiye Bere Nwokocha, Senior Pastor of Kingdom Disciples Assembly, a man known for his strong passion for leadership, growth, and kingdom discipleship. Listen and be impacted.
That I am. I am that I am. Praise the Lord. That is a name, some say, is the original name of God. I will get into that. If you go to the original Hebrew word, even the Jews are afraid to pronounce that name. Praise the Lord. But the key text we're going to take is from Exodus 3. And I will read from 1 to 15. That will give us the context in which it was used. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Praise the Lord. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, tell your neighbor, when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, praise the Lord, to see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. And he said, draw not near hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them out of the land unto a good land, and a large unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that I may bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, suddenly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and then they shall say unto me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. And God said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generation. Praise the Lord. You know, looking at this story, the first time I got a revelation of what the I am that I am is all about, it really blew my mind. But before I get to the I am that I am, what you see here is Moses. We all know the story of Moses. Praise the Lord. We know the story of Moses. God hid him in the palace of Pharaoh. This God will serve as an awesome God. Pharaoh was killing the children of Israel. Because somehow, maybe his magicians will have told him that somebody that God will use to deliver Israel will be born at that period. Praise the Lord. And he said, kill all the children. God hid him there. And Moses grew up in the palace of Pharaoh. You know, he was trained as a general in the army of Pharaoh. Some Bible historians said it was Moses that led the battle against the Ethiopians. There was a battle the Egyptians fought with the Ethiopians, and Ethiopia came with almost a million man army, and Egypt defeated them. They say it was Moses. I don't know whether it's true. But what I'm trying to bring out here is that he was a trained soldier. And as he began to grow up, he realized that he was to play a role in deliverance of Israel from Egypt. Praise the Lord. But he wanted to go it on his own terms. And that was why when he saw the Egyptian fighting with the Israelites, he killed the Egyptian. And of course, you know the story, how he was exposed and he ran away to Midian. And Moses, who was trained to be a general, found himself in the desert. And he began to look after his father-in-law's sheep. Praise the Lord. And for Moses at that point, Moses would have thought that his own has come to an end. Imagine moving from the palace to the wilderness, to the desert. Imagine moving from the palace to the backside of the desert. Maybe he thought God had forgotten him. But God was preparing him. God was training him for a time like this, when he was going to play the role of deliverance of the children of Israel. Praise the Lord. Bible, as somebody said, that Moses was the meekest of all what? Men. But what I'm trying to bring out here is that at the backside of the desert, he has given up hope. Remember at 40, he had done that. At 80, an 80-year-old man will have thought, oh, this is it. He was not living his life waiting for the time he will be called back home. But God was not finished with him. Tell your neighbor, but God was not finished with him. I therefore have a good news for somebody here. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter whether you are the bastard or the desert. The Almighty God will remember you for good in the name of Jesus. Amen. That amen wasn't loud enough. Amen. It doesn't matter what they say you've missed. Moses thought he has wasted 40 good years until he encountered the I am. Somebody's story is about to begin in this place in the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, every day he will carry the ship to the mountains. In the evening he will come back. And one day, Bible says that he came to the mountain of God. He said he came to what? To the mountain of what? God. One day he came into the tabernacle of God. One day he came into the presence of God and he had an encounter with the Almighty God. Today, you have come into the presence of the Almighty God. And I prophesy into your life. And I prophesy into your life. That even before the end of this service, that you will have a divine encounter with the Almighty God in the name of Jesus. Amen. Obadiah 1:17 says, but upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. Because you have come to this mountain. Because you have come here today. You will have a divine encounter with the Almighty God. And you will possess your possessions in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. The next thing. You know, God wanted to get his attention. A bush was burning. Praise the Lord. But the leaves were not consumed. And God got his attention. Moses turned and said, let me even see what is happening here. Sometimes we come into the presence of God, but we refuse to have God have our attention. Sometimes we come into the place where we are to possess our possession to get our breakthrough. We refuse to have a divine encounter with God because we refuse for him to get our attention. God has been talking to most of us here in different ways. My son, I want to change your story. My son, I want to impact your life. My son, I want to give you a fresh beginning. Because Moses here was about to get a fresh commissioning. He had given up on life. But he turned to see what was happening. The question is today, will you be willing, will you be determined to turn and see what God wants to do in your life? Or will you still be resisting the Almighty God? Some people here, God has been calling them for a long time. They know they have a role to play in the kingdom of God. They know that God has, even from birth, has chosen them as a vessel unto honor to carry out some assignment for him, and yet they are resisting. But my prayer today is that like Moses, you will turn aside to see what the Lord wants to do. What many people shouted amen. Praise the Lord. See, Moses turned to see great sight while the bush is not burned. And the moment he turned, then the Lord spoke. And I was asking, what is the learning point here? Until God gets your attention, he will never give you the next instruction. Because any instruction he gives you, when he doesn't have your attention, you will abuse it. So you need to be attentive to when God is calling you, because he wants to do something special in your life, you must respond. Moses responded. And he said, put off your shoe. That is the holy ground. Moses, it's time for me to walk with you. Praise the Lord. God said, it's a holy place. And the next thing God did, God introduced himself. He said, I am the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. Praise the Lord. God introduced himself. And my prayer here today is that God Almighty will introduce himself to you in the name of Jesus. You see, I had a training yesterday for the partners. And I one of the things I will learn was that until you have a divine relationship, a personal relationship, you cannot be fully persuaded to serve the Almighty God. Until you have a life-changing encounter, you will not be fully persuaded to follow this Jesus. Praise the Lord. So he had introduced himself. Moses, don't you know me? I am the God of Abraham, your great, 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 great grandfather. I am the God of Isaac. I am the God of Jacob. Who is God to you? You have come here today. You are expectant. But you must understand that you must have a relationship with God. He must introduce himself to you before he can commission you for that assignment. Before he can take you out of that place that he wants you to come out from and move to a new level. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Today, Sunday, God is saying, I am your God, your Savior, your helper. I died to give you life. Praise the Lord. The next thing God says, he said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people. Wow. 430 years. Praise the Lord. They've been in Egypt to fulfill a prophecy that God gave to Abraham. Their children will go into a strange land. They will be there for about 400 years. And they will come out with substance. Praise the Lord. But he said, I have seen the affliction of my people. The Egyptians were afflicting the Israelites. They became hard taskmasters, making them make brick with nothing, punishing them, suffering them. But God said, I have seen the affliction of my people. Maybe there's somebody here today, I don't know what you've been crying about. Every night you weep and you're asking God questions. God is saying this morning, I have seen the affliction that you're going through, and I have come to help you. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. I have seen the affliction. Sometimes we go through a process and we think God does not know. Yes, he knows.
Praise the Lord.
He tells Moses, I have seen the affliction. He says, I have heard their cry. Praise the Lord. I have heard their cry. Maybe you're going through a challenge right now. Maybe it is your family. You've cried to everybody you can cry to. Your friends are not able to help you. Your family is not even able to help you. You have tried everything possible and it's as if there is no solution. God said, I have heard your cry and I am come to help you. That will be your story in the name of Jesus. And he said, I know. Wow. I have seen. I have heard. He said, I know their sorrows. Somebody can see what you're going through, right? Somebody can hear you cry, but they may never know what you are passing through. There are three different things. Because eyes can be deceptive. You can just see you, oh, you're going through something, but when you dress up and come out with your good suit, like I tell people, church is like a hospital, right? But everybody comes caught up with their own problem. Right? For some people, it's unemployment. For some people, it's failed business. For some people, it's ill health. For some people, it's marriage. For some people, you know, it is family foundational problems. There are all kinds of crises taking place in the world today. People dress up, cover it up, and they come to seek God. But like I told them yesterday, some people, when they come to God, they begin to speak phonetics. When you come to God, tell him the way it is. He said, I know. You know what it means to say, I know. When you know somebody, that means you have a relationship with that person. You know what the person is going through. He said, I know their sorrows. I have good news for you here today. The Almighty God knows what you're going through. And he has come to deliver you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I know their sorrows and I come to deliver them out of the land of what? Egypt. Jesus is saying, I know what you've gone through. The years you've labored without anything. Nothing to show for it. You have lived right. You've tried your best to live right. You have an honest job, but nothing to show for it. It's as if the more you work, the more the thing vanishes. And you're asking why. And you're seeing the unbelievers doing the illegal things and prosper. God said, I know. Maybe that sickness has been there. You've gone everywhere. They've laid hands. They've prayed. And it's still there. God is saying, I know. You've done everything possible to settle down. Your mates are already married. They have children. And you're wondering, when will it be my turn? God is saying, I know. He knows what you're going through. If only you will look up to who I am. You know, when he has told Moses all this, Moses, remember Moses who wanted to deliver Israelites at 40, right? He was so eager. Wanted to do it. He said, but who am I? He now felt unworthy to do the work. But as a younger man, he felt, I'm the one to deliver them. But at 80, he said, who am I, Lord? Who am I? Maybe you're asking yourself that question. Pastor, you don't understand. I am the least in my family. How? But God will use you to bring light to your family.
Amen.
He said, Pastor, you don't understand.
Amen.
Who am I? I don't even have the money. Oh, to even buy the ticket. And I have been told I will travel abroad. Who am I? The way God will do it, you don't even understand, because he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. He's Jehovah El Shaddai. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Everything belongs to him. You don't even have to worry. He knows. He knows. He knows. Praise the Lord. Moses said, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? John 15:5. I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. You see, Moses was thinking he was going in his own strength. The Lord says, the battle is not yours. The battle is what? Mine. Because what? He is the man of war. You know, I said to Mr. I said, I don't know your experience of God, but one experience I've had of God, I know him as the man of war. I have faced all kinds of battles, spiritual and physical, and God has fought my battles.
He will just tell me, my son, step aside. And by the time he's through with the battle, even the people will know, they say, ah, God is with this man. That will be somebody's story here in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Moses didn't understand it wasn't his battle. He had trying to figure out, how can that thing change? How can that thing be? How can I come into that thing? Maybe God has given you a vision of what you want it to be. Remember, Moses got his vision over 40 years ago. Praise the Lord. I mean, at that point, I was 40 years from that point. And you are wondering, that vision may tarry, but it will never die. It will be fulfilled at the right time. Praise the Lord. Zechariah 4, 6. 6 to 9. And then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof, with shouting, crying, grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hand of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hand shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. Praise the Lord. Moses was wondering, how is it going to happen? Just like the story of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel, when the captives were returning back to Israel, he was sent to come and rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Some of them left, they were excited, coming back to build the temple. They came and laid the foundation, and after 2 years, after of laying the foundation, they stopped work. There was so much opposition. There was so much opposition for 18 good years. The enemy opposed them from within and without. They couldn't build. Imagine the frustration of laying the foundation of the temple and you cannot complete the building. I prophesy to the life of somebody here. There won't be any abandoned project in your life in the name of Jesus. Every abandoned project is completed right now in the name of Jesus. You know, it became so bad that they were busy building their own houses. And the house of God was left abandoned. Praise the Lord. And Haggai the prophet said, why are you wondering that you bring in much and it amounts to nothing? You put it into a pocket that is leaking. He said, I, the Lord, did it because you abandoned this work. And God had to send Zechariah to Zerubbabel. He said, Zerubbabel, you have been trying to do this work in your own strength. You have not consulted me, the Holy One of Israel. He said, Zerubbabel, it is not by power. It is not by might. But by my spirit. And he said that every mountain before you, Zerubbabel, going forward, will be made a plain in the name of Jesus. Amen. And from that moment, within 2 years, they completed the temple. Praise the Lord. Moses thought he was the one that was going to do deliverance. But God said, no. Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and say unto them, the God of your father has sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? You know, in this case, I don't even know whether it was Moses who wanted to know the name of God, because if you read the story of Moses, they never asked him what is the name of God eventually. I think he was just trying to get assurance that God was going to go with him. And God now responded and said unto Moses, I am that I am. Praise the Lord. I am that I am. I am that I am is a personal name of God. The Hebrew word is called Yahweh. Yahweh. Even the Jews, the Hebrews, they believe that the name is so holy that you don't even have to pronounce it. When they pronounce it, they tremble. Some say it is the original name of what? Of God. He said it means the God that is ever present. The eternal I am. He said, the one who has no past. The one who has no beginning. The one who has no future. The one who has no ending. You know, yesterday as the workers trained, they were asking me, where was God when I said that God exists outside of time and space? I said to let them that before creation, God existed. Before space, God existed. Before time, God existed. So God exists outside of time and outside of what? Of space. He has no beginning. He has no ending. Praise the Lord. This name means that God is self-existent, self-sufficient. You know what it means? When he said God is self-sufficient, it means anything God wants, he will look to himself. If God wants praise, he will look to himself for praise. We all came from him, right? He will look to himself. If God wants worship, he will look for himself. If God wants to go to war, he will look to himself. That is why even the earth fight for him. Oh, remember when Korah and Company told Moses, Moses, are you the only one that hears from God? You are taking too much for yourself. We are also priests. We hear from God. Moses said, hey, I was in the battle of the desert. God called me. I didn't even want to go. Hey. He said, okay, let us, you and your company, stand away. Let us hear who God has sent. And Bible said, the earth opened his mouth and did what? Swallowed them. I prophesy in the name of Jesus. Anyone who have sworn that until you die, that they will not stop. Let the earth open the mouth and swallow them and say they repent in the name of Jesus. When God wants to go to battle, he looks to himself. At some point, they were in a battle. And Moses held his hand up like this. Aaron held his hand. And Joshua was at the battle front. And the battle became so intense. And God said, Joshua, don't worry. I have other kind of armies. He checked inside himself because he's Yahweh, the self-existent God. Boom! Hailstones. Boom, boom, boom. So some angel came like what? Turn at the enemy. Boom, 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 boom. Hailstones destroy their enemies. I prophesy in the name of Jesus. Anyone who has raised an altar, an evil altar against you and against your family, let the hailstone from the Almighty God destroy such altars in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's a self-sufficient God. Whatever he wants to do, he looks into himself. He was telling Moses, tell the Israelites that I am. That if it's miracle that they want, I am their miracle. You don't understand it. That whatever you need to leave Egypt, I am. You need help, I am. You need miracle, I am. You need soldiers, I am. You need water from the rock, I am. You need light, I am. You are hungry, I am. Praise the Lord. He said, Moses, tell them I am. Because that's his name. Everything is inside of him. And today I tell you one thing. If you are sick, God is saying, I am your healer. I am what? Your healer. I am the great physician. Praise the Lord. He said, if you are weak, I am your strength. Praise the Lord. He said, if you are in bondage, I am your what? Deliverer. Whatever be the issue, you have come to me to the I am. Tell your neighbor, I have the I am. Everything that you need is inside of him. Praise the Lord. He said, if you are hungry, I am the bread of what? Of life. He said, if you are thirsty, I am the fountain of what? Of the living water. Come and drink. Where you drink and you don't pay. Whatever be the issue, what? I am. Whatever, you say, is it because some of us don't know the size of our God? Ask your neighbor, do you know the size of God? Do you know that God is so big that he has the whole world in his hands? Do you know how big the world is? You don't have idea. Everything that you need is found inside your God. And if you understand how big your God, an uncircumcised feeling that cannot torment your life. They cannot torment your life in the office, in the marketplace. I find it strange when some people say, in that market, only this woman sells so because she put something in her shade. And you are a Christian and you are saying it. It's because you don't know how big your God is. You don't have an encounter with I am. You are in the office. You are boss. And on B. Praise the Lord. And also because that self-feeling stand is making life miserable for you. and you are running hither scatter, it's because you don't know how big your God is. You don't understand who I am is. He said, I am. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. Yesterday, I am. Today, I am. Tomorrow, I am. There is no past tense. There is no future tense. I am. And if you don't understand this principle, you can enter a plane and say, I want to go to Australia. Let's say you leave Nigeria in the night. By the time you arrive Dubai or another country, when Nigeria is sleeping, let's say, okay, you want to go through US. From Nigeria to US. As you arrive in US in the morning, it is night in Nigeria, right? At that same time, maybe it is at night somewhere, maybe in Hong Kong. And maybe another time is night, is a day in Australia. So, to those in Australia, it is day. Those in Nigeria, it is night. Those in Hong Kong, it is night. Those in US, it is night. Those, you know, so everywhere, God is still what? I am. He's not limited by time and space. That is the God that we serve. I don't know what the issues are. I don't know what the issues are. He said, if you are lonely, I am Emmanuel. God with us. Praise the Lord. He said, if you are lost, maybe in the journey of life, you feel that you've lost your way. You feel you've lost everything. Praise the Lord. He says, I am the way, the truth, and life. If you have lost your way in life, go back to what? I am the way. I am. Praise the Lord. I am. Praise the Lord. If you are in darkness, he says, I am the light of the world. I am the brightness of his glory. Hallelujah. And I prefer the life of somebody here. Right now. Every form of darkness around you. Every form of darkness around you. I decree in the mighty name of the Almighty God, receive light right now in the name of Jesus. As the light of the Almighty God comes into your life, the light will expose every darkness around you in the name of Jesus. It will expose unfriendly friends in the name of Jesus. It will chase away every darkness in the name of Jesus. And you will enter into your new season in Jesus' name. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. He said, if you are troubled, some people are here, they are troubled. Maybe you have a court case here. I don't know who God is talking to. And it looks as if everything is turned against you. He said, if you are troubled, he said, I am the Prince of Peace. I prophesy the life of that person right now. That the Prince of Peace, the advocate, the mediator, will take over your case right now in the name of Jesus. And things will turn around for your good in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. He said, if your foundation is shaky, he said, I am the chief cornerstone. Ephesians 2:20. I don't know how your foundation is. Maybe you didn't have a good foundation. And everything is what? Shaky. But he said, I am the chief cornerstone. I will reset your foundation. I will use the solid stone to set up your foundation. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. When demons demand judgment, he says, I am your savior. I am your mediator. I am the ransom for all. He says, I am your savior. I have paid what? In full. Demons tremble at his presence because they cannot stand I am. Remember, they are part of his creation. Do you understand that? So when they see him, they tremble. Do you know Jesus Christ is the head of all principalities and powers? If you understand it, then why are you afraid of principalities and powers when you have Jesus? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, if you are facing a battle, he said, I am the man of war. I am your fortress. Praise the Lord. God is saying, I can fulfill your calling because I am your sufficiency. Maybe you lack. You struggle. Have you taken it to Jesus? I said, Lord,
You are Jehovah El Shaddai, the all-sufficient God. He said, if I were hungry, I would not tell you. I own all the cattle for 1,000 years. He said, heaven is mine. The earth and the fullness thereof belongs to who? Belongs to me. My prayer here today is that as you have come in here today, as the oil touches your head, as the oil touches your head, you will have an encounter with the great I am. Amen. Let us rise to our feet, even as we pray. Let us lift our hands to the Almighty God. Let us lift our hands to the Almighty God. I want you to begin to talk to the Almighty God right now. I want you to talk to Him. What do you want from the I Am? When God needs anything, He looks to Himself. So everything that you need is found in the I Am. Lift your hands, even at this moment, begin to talk to God. Begin to talk to God. Maybe you want the future and an expected end. Tell Him. Maybe things are looking bleak for you. And it's as if you have tried everything possible. It's as if God is silent. Remember, He knows. He hears your cry. He knows your sorrows. He sees what you're going through. He is the great I Am. He has come. This is a time of divine visitation. He has come to change your story. Cry out to Him. You're going to come out here at some point, but you need to tell God what you want. I want to pray for yourself before we begin to pray. There are things nobody can do for you. You are in the presence of God on this mountain. Tell God what you want. You cannot come to this mountain and live the same way you have come. You cannot come to this mountain and live the same way you have come. Your life cannot remain the same. The great I Am is calling you right now. He's here. His arms are outstretched. He has come with His gifts. He has come with healing in His hands. If you are sick, He has paid the price. He said, by my stripes you are healed. He said, I will restore health unto you. I will restore health unto you. Open your mouth and bring your request before God. If you don't know what to pray for Pastor Chidebere. Your life will never be the same again. Even as we are praying now, and you are here, you have not made a firm decision to have an encounter with the great I Am. Remember, He says, I am your Savior. I am your Redeemer. You are here, and you have not given your life to Christ, and you want to do so. Just quickly come forward before we round up. You are here, you want to give your life to Christ. Quickly, come forward immediately. Lift your hands, wherever you are, begin to come. God is in this place right now. You want to give your life to Christ. You want to say, Lord Jesus, come into my life and change my story. Quickly come to the altar immediately. If you are here, I want to say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I want to surrender my life to you. You have not had an encounter with Him. That's the first prayer you need to pray this morning. You have not even declared for Him. That is the first prayer you need to pray this morning. Wherever you are, come. Is there anybody out there? Before we begin to pray. You are out there. You've not given your life to Jesus Christ. And you want God to change your story. Come. Come. God is calling you even at this moment. God is calling you this moment. If you are here and the Holy Spirit is ministering to you right now, don't live here the same way you have come. Don't live here the same way that you have come. You want to have an encounter with the King of Glory? Come. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come. Come. Wherever you are, come. Thank you, Jesus. Wherever you are, come. As you come, begin to pray. No, first the altar. First the altar. First the altar.
If we join our sister, come. Wherever you are right now, come. God is calling you. Pray. Bring your request before the Almighty God. But if you are out there, you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, and you want to do so right now, come. Come. Let the chains be broken. Come. Whatever that has held you down all these years, come. Come and have an encounter with the King of Glory. Come and have an encounter with the Prince of Peace. Come. Is there anyone out there? God is calling you right now. Makusha kelide kure telele hireke. God is calling you right now. You have not given your life to Christ, and you want to do so right. It doesn't matter how old you are. Moses was 80. We had an encounter with the King of Glory. Come. Come the way you are. It doesn't matter what is done in the past. Come. Come. It doesn't matter what is done in the past. God is calling you right now. Come. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you honor. Father, we give you adoration. Father, we thank you for your daughter, O Lord, that has stepped forward this morning, O Lord. Father, wash her, O Lord, in your precious blood, O Lord. Forgive her sins, O Lord. Write her name in the book of life, O Lord. The everlasting God, O Lord, from today, let her hear the word that says this is the way walking in the name of Jesus. May your mighty hand of power be upon her, O Lord. Lead her and direct her. For in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Let us lift our hands to the Almighty God. I'm going to pray a bit after me. Say, Father, today, in this mountain, I will have my deliverance, and I will possess my possession. Begin to pray. Open your mouth and pray. Father, in this mountain, O Lord, in this tabernacle, O Lord, I will have an encounter with you, O Lord. My Lord and my God, I will have my deliverance, O Lord, and I will possess my possession, O Lord. Rima tu shekeli nate, rima manu mete shekeli, rima tu shekeli nehi, rima maku shekeli nehi, rima maku shekeli mata, and so shall it be. For in Jesus, mighty name we pray. In the hands of the Almighty God. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, send your fire to my foundation. To my foundation. Let it uproot. Let it destroy anything that is not of you. Begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, release your fire. Release your fire. Release your fire to our foundations right now, O Lord. Anything, O Lord, that is not of you, O Lord, in our foundation, let your fire uproot in the name of Jesus. Let your fire uproot in the name of Jesus. Let your fire uproot in the name of Jesus. Let your fire uproot in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. For in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Lift your hands to the Almighty God. All I ask is only to welcome the Holy Spirit. Tell him that he should have his way in your life. That anything in your life that has been written anointing of God today, let it be uprooted. Holy Spirit of the living God, visit your children today. Visit your children like never before. It is not by power, it is not by might, but by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Visit your children in a special way today. Holy Spirit of the living God. Yes, Lord. Holy Spirit of the living God. Visit your children in a special way. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want to touch your right, with your right hand on your forehead. Say, Lord.
Lord Jesus, today, as the oil touches my head, I receive your anointing. Now I will break every yoke in my life. Begin to pray.
Thank you for listening. We believe you have been blessed. For more information, kindly fellowship with us on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. for our midweek services and Sundays by 9 a.m. for our family services at number 209 Muri Okola Street, Victoria Island, Lagos. Or visit us on Facebook at Kingdom Disciples Assembly.